Everybody loves Be My Eyes. That's a fact. I mean, you can't argue with the numbers. 650,000 blind or visually impaired users have signed up for Be My Eyes. They have 7.5 million, yes, million, sighted volunteers. It's spread over 150 countries and covers over 180 plus languages. But getting sighted assistance from an actual human being through a video call is just one part of the Be My Eyes app, because, as most of us know, there's also Be My AI. Using this feature of the app, you can simply take a photo of anything you like, and within a few seconds, artificial intelligence will give you a really detailed description of what that photo is. It's amazing, it's incredibly useful, and I love it. And now, you can even get Be My Eyes on Windows. Well, to be honest, it's not really Be My Eyes. Strictly speaking, we should say Be My AI is now available on Windows. Because with the Windows app, the human volunteer element has gone. You can't make video calls with sighted volunteers, but what you can do is get AI to describe what is on your computer screen and more. Let's take a look. You'll find Be My Eyes for Windows in the Microsoft Store. So hit that Windows key to bring up your Start menu, type Store, and hit Enter.
Microsoft Store window. Button.
Now we're in the Store, we want to jump to the Search field. To do that, just hit Control and the letter E.
Three suggestions.
Now let's type Be My Eyes and hit Enter.
Results updated.
Hit Tab a couple of times to jump into those search results until you hear
Be My Eyes. Three total ratings. Average rating of 3.7 out of 5 stars.
Only 3.7 out of 5 stars? That's a disgrace. It deserves more. Anyway, hit enter on this and then tab until you find the install button.
Install button, install Be My Eyes.
Now just hit enter and in a few seconds, Be My Eyes will be installed on your computer. Easy. Now, let's try it out. The first time you run Be My Eyes, it will ask you to either log in or sign up. If you already have Be My Eyes on your smartphone, you'll already have an account. So just sign in with your email and password, and you're good to go. If you haven't used it before, simply sign up for an account. It's really easy, and best of all, it's free! Once you've sorted out your account, you'll never have to deal with that again. So there's four main buttons in the Be My Eyes app. The first one where you start off is
describe my screen, shortcut Control plus Alt plus H, button.
Describe my screen does exactly what it says it does. Let's hit Tab for the next option.
Take picture using built-in camera, shortcut Control plus Alt plus J, button.
This option will give you a description of whatever your computer's webcam is looking at. Let's hit Tab again.
Describe picture from File Explorer, shortcut Control plus Alt plus K, button.
This option allows you to browse around the files on your computer and open up any saved photos or any image that you want a description of. And finally, tab.
Describe clipboard, shortcut Control plus Alt plus L, button.
If you've copied an image to your clipboard, obviously this option will describe it. Works great when you've got emails with photos in them. And that's pretty much it. The last two items on the screen are tabs. The one we're currently in is called Be My Eyes and contains these four options we've just gone through. The second one is Settings, but at the time of recording this, the only option in Settings is to log out. Anywho, oh, don't you just hate people who say that? Anywho, let's try the first option, Describe My Screen. Now, I could hit Tab to get to it, but as you may have heard, there is a keyboard shortcut for all of these features. And the one for Describe My Screen is Control, Alt, and H. Now, the cool thing about these keyboard shortcuts is that they are system-wide, meaning that you don't have to be in the Be My Eyes app in order to use this shortcut. As long as the app is running, you can use these shortcuts. Let me show you. Let's bring up something a bit interesting. If I Alt-Tab to bring up Audacity, the thing I'm recording this on right now, and then press Control, Alt, and H.
Be My Eyes, please wait. Be My AI is writing a message.
It'll take a few seconds while it processes what's going on.
The image shows a screenshot of the Audacity audio editing software. There are two audio tracks displayed, each with visible waveforms in orange. The waveforms indicate the presence of recorded audio, with peaks and valleys representing the amplitude of the sound. The timeline at the top shows the duration of the audio, with the current position marked at around 4 minutes and 47 seconds. The interface also includes various menus and toolbars for editing and analyzing the audio.
That's pretty cool, right? I mean, it can be really useful for getting used to some new software, a new app that you're trying to visualize how it's set up or just get some more details on. And not to mention if you're doing this on a website or an inaccessible PDF, for example. And of course, you can ask follow-on questions. Let's get some more details out of this. When Be My Eyes was reading the description, we're actually back in the Be My Eyes app. So to ask a follow-on question, all I need to do is just start typing. Focus is already in that text field. So here's my next question.
Describe the toolbar in more detail.
And just hit enter.
Please wait. Be My AI is writing a message.
Waiting.
The toolbar in the Audacity interface is located at the top of the screen and contains several sections with various controls and options. Here is a detailed description. 1** transport toolbar *. This section includes buttons for controlling playback and recording. Play, pause, stop, skip to start, skip to end, record to. ** tools toolbar *. This section includes tools for selecting and editing audio, selection tool, envelope tool, draw tool, zoom tool.
Okay, let's stop it there because it is getting a little bit nerdy, but it really did give me so much detail there. It's very, very good. Once you've finished interrogating Be My Eyes, if you tab around this description screen, you'll find a list of all the answers it's given you so far, so you can go back and review them if you want. Also, the text field, so you can type further questions, and a back button to go back to the main screen. Or you could just press the Alt key and the left arrow to go back to the main screen as well. And basically, that's Be My Eyes in a nutshell. All the other options, such as describe my camera, or file browser, or clipboard, work exactly the same. It's just how you're getting the images to Be My Eyes. But let's quickly try them out. Let's hit Control, Alt, and J to take a picture using my webcam.
Take picture button.
And hit space to take the picture.
Please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. The picture shows a man with short, light brown hair wearing a dark blue shirt. He has headphones on and is giving a thumbs up with his right hand. The background consists of black and red soundproofing foam panels, suggesting he is in a recording studio. There is also a large microphone visible on the right side of the image.
Ah, spot on. Okay, so let's try the next one, which is describe picture from File Explorer. So for that one, I'm going to hit Control, Alt, and K.
Open dialog file name. File name, combo box collapsed.
We now have a standard Windows open file dialog box, so just browse through your computer until you find the file you want. I've got one here of the Soundcore frames, and as soon as I hit enter on it...
Be My Eyes, please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. The picture shows a pair of black sunglasses placed on a grey, texture surface. Behind the sunglasses, there is a can of Diet Coke.
All right, Diet Coke, I know, stop it. So there you go. Now let's try the final one, which is describe clipboard. I must admit, I don't use the clipboard much for copying images, but what I've done here is opened an email which had some pictures embedded in it, and as I was tabbing through, I just hit Control C on one of them. So, let's see what's in that clipboard by hitting Control, Alt, and L.
Be My Eyes, please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. The picture shows a small wooden shed with a pitched roof. The shed door is made of weathered wood and has a sign that reads Shorn of the Shed. Above the door, there is a small light illuminating the entrance.
Yep, that's right. That's my shed. So, there you have it. That was Be My Eyes for Windows. It's a really easy app, but I think it could be very useful. Now, I will say the keyboard shortcuts are a little bit hit and miss. For example, if you have Outlook open, the Control Alt K and L and J, I think, will not work. But it's not a massive problem. All you need to do is Alt-Tab to the Be My Eyes app and just tab through to the button you want and hit space or enter on it. The Be My Eyes team are aware of this and are probably working on a fix right now, so hey, may even be fixed by the time you hear this. All in all though, a great app and great work again from the Be My Eyes team. Check it out.